Vatlin Talmud Torah Loitzoyas HaMeis. If you learn the Torah, you're allowed to stop learning to go out to the Meis, to be Malava the Meis. Or Hu Adin Ulachnosas Kala. To Malava the Kala, Rashi says, Mi Beis Sevila Beis Chuposoy. When they're taking the Kala from a father's house to the Chuppah, you're allowed to go outside and walk with her. Omru Olav Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Shoyim Avato Talmud Torah Loitzoyas HaMeis. He also used to stop learning when he used to see a Levayah outside, they're carrying a mace to the Kfura. He would go outside to be Malav the mace, Ulachnosas Kala. And also he would stop to be Machnisa, to walk with the Kala to the Chuppah. Now, when was this said? Peshein Shom Kotzorkoy. If the mace doesn't have enough people following him by the Levayah, then you're supposed to stop your learning and go to the Levayah. Aviyesh Shom Kotzorkoy. Let's say there's a big Levayah there. They have enough people following the mace. Then the locher is ein mevatlin. You're not supposed to stop your learning Torah. Rather, since there's enough people there by the Levayah already, you can keep on learning Torah. The Kama Kotzoki, what's cool? You have enough people there that you should not stop. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inoyi Mishmei the Rav Tresei Alpha Gavri. You should have 12,000 people there. V'shisa Alpha Shipurei and 6,000 people that blow the trumpets. That is to make a big curl, a big rock by Levayah. That's cool to have enough people. If you have to get together, it's 18,000 people, then you can sit and learn Torah. For Yarmullah, some say, no, you don't need so much. Trace to Alfi Gavri, together has to be 12,000 people. Uminayo Shis Alfi Shippure. And amongst those 12,000 is 6,000 people that blow the trumpets. Kissy, if there's 12,000 people there, then you can sit home and learn Torah. Ula Rama Ula said, how much people do you have to be there? To go in the Chaitzi Gavri may Avula Atzichra. If you have a row of people making a row from the town Avula until the town of Sichra. Rashi Mechitza Sanoshim, Mishar Ir Ad Beis Akvoris. Sorry, Mokim Shasot to Moshe Shom. A little different, he says. If you have a row of people from the entrance of the city all the way down to the Beis Akvoris. Rav Sheshi Sama, no, a different amount. The same way Hashem gave the Torah, that's the way it's taken away. In other words, in the Shem of a person is like a Sefer Torah. So just like when Hashem gave the Torah in Hasinai, Man is Sinosa B'Shishim Rebuya, just like when Hashem gave the Torah in Hasinai, there were 600,000 Jews there, is after Tilosa B'Samach Rebuya. Who are then? What's called the Leviathan that has enough people that don't need you there? If there are 600,000 Jews there, then you don't have to go to Leviathan. Because the man is less than that, you should go to Levaya. And Hani Mili, when do we say this that you need so much? Dikori, Vitani, somebody that learned Chumash, learned Mishnayis. Avulaman Demasni, somebody that learned Gemara, learned to other people, less Lashir. Then there's no Shir. Even if there's more than 600,000 Jews there, still there's no Shir to how much covet should be given to him. You're supposed to stop your learning and go to his Levaya.
All right, turn over.
Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Boyu Urei, come and see. Kamo Chaviven Yisrael of Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. How dear Klai Yisrael is in front of Hashem. Shebuchol Mokem Shegolu. Any place that Klai Yisrael went into Golus exile, Shchini Moim, the Shchina Akadosh Baruch Hu, follow them. Whatever the Shechina means, a certain musig of the Shechina followed them. Golol Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael went into Golos Mitzrayim, Shechini Moim, Hashem was with them. Not Stam Hashem, it means the Shechina. Certain midah of the Shechina. Shneim the Pesuk says, HaNiglo Nigleisi LeBeis Avicha VeYosef Mitzrayim. I appeared to them in Mitzrayim, I was there, my Shechina was there with them. Golol Bavel, then Hashem made an exile into Bavel after the Churban of Beis Hamikdash Rishon. They went into Golos Bavel, Shechini Moim, the Shechina was with them. Shneim the Pesuk says, Lemanchem Shalachti Bavolo. That Hashem was also sent to Bavel. The Shechina was also there. Then Vavki Shein Asidim Ligoyel, even when the Mitzvah Shem Mimosa Mashiach, when the Mashiach will come, Shechini Moim, the Shechina Vait will be with them then. Shneim the Pesuk says, Veshov Hashem Hashem Lakecha Eshvuscha. That Hashem will return us. Veheishiv Lo Nemer El Veshev. Not Stam Hashem will return us, but Hashem will return. Malamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shevi Mohem, Mibein HaGolius. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is living with us and in the Golius. And it becomes Kibbutz Golius, Yemais HaMashiach, Hashem will also come back into Eretz Yisrael with the Mashiach. Mor says, Bibovel Hecha. In Bovel though, where was the Shechin in Bovel? Omer Abaya Bevekenishta the Hutzol. In this shul in Hutzol, or Bevekenishta the Shaf Yosef. In the basic nesses of this place called the Shaf, they moved, the Yosef they sat like a movable shul. The name of a shul. Strashi the Shav Yosef, Ubono Yechonya, Yechonya built the shul, Vesayota Miavonim Vefer, Shevi Uimon Megalusim, Lakayim Ashnem Makirotza Vadecha Zabonel. In this shul, the Shechina was there. The Nadoi, if this shul was in Nadoi, that's where the Shechina was. Now, V'loi Teim Ahocha V'ocha, don't think the Shechina was in both places, in Nadoi and in Hutzel. El Zim Nadocha, Zim Nadocha. The Shechina was either one of the two. Sometimes in the Beit Knishto, the Hutzel, and sometimes in the Beit Knishto, the Shafi Yosef. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, Tefli, it should be good to me, Techimachikno, Parsa, whenever I was a mile or passed away from one of these two shuls, I lino matlino hasam. I used to go in there and daven there. So a big schus to daven in one of these two shuls. That's the place where the Shechina is. It's a big schus to be there. Avua de Shmuel, the Levi, have a yasve bechenishto de shaf. They were both sitting in this shul, the shaf, the yosef, where the Shechina was. Binadoi yin nadoi. It's also Shechina. When they were sitting there, the Shechina came into the shul. So Shoma Kirl Riksha, they themselves, these tzaddikim, heard a curl of tumul going on. Is come of an afkul, they got up and ran out. And they understood that they're madrega, that's the Shechina coming in. Whatever that means, the Shechina was coming in, so they ran out. Rav Sheshes have the Yosef of Ekanishta, the Shaf, the Yosef. What's happened, Rav Sheshes? He was also sitting in the shul. Binadoy yinadoyim. Asked the Shechina, and again the Shechina came into the shul when the Sheshes was there. Of Abulay Nofak, he didn't go away, he still stood there. Is also Malchay Asharis. The Malchay Asharis came to Rav Sheshes, who came out of Oslo and started to scare him. O Malafonah, so Rav Sheshes said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Olav Rishayna Lolav, me Nitzchim of Nei Mi. Like, what did I do wrong? I'm an olive. Embarrasses you. You take the embarrassment. I have a meter like I'm Michael everybody. So who should be pushed away? Is Omelus Hashem told that to Malchi Asharis, Shafku, leave him alone. Don't bother Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was Sagi, nor heavy. He was a blind person, Rosh Hashanah. Like he... Right. We have lost the Roma, right. Pasuk says in Yecheskel, for ehi lohem lemikdash mat. Shem says, like, it will be like a small base of Migdash. What does that mean? What's called a small base of Migdash is Omar Reb Yitzchok. Elo bote kenesiyo so bote midrash shemabovol. These are our shuls, our base of Medrash. They're called the base of Migdash mat. And Kemat, the same way you have to be noy kedusha in the base of Migdash, the same way you have to be noy kedusha in shul in the base of Medrash. Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer says, their base Rabbeinu, Shemabovel. This is the house where our Rabbeinu, the Rav of Bovel Rebbe, lived. That's called a Mikdash Mat. Dorash Rav, my dichsir, what does the Pasuk say? Hashem Moin, Ato Yisalonu, that Hashem, your great place, was with us. Elo Botek Nesios Botem Midroshes. That's called the place where Hashem lives. Hashem Moin, Hashem Palace is in the basic Nes, the base of Medrash. Omer Rabbayis, Rabbayis said, Meresh at the beginning, have Igristim Bebeisoi. I used to learn Torah in my house. O Matzlina, the Bata Knishta, and I used to go Davin in Shul. O Bekivan, the Shamit, Lohod, the Koma David. But then when I heard what David HaMelech said, that Hashem Mahafti, Moin Beisach, Hashem, you love the place that you live, which means Hashem loves the basic Knesses, have Igaristim Bebeisoi. I also used to learn Torah in Shul also. Kedai to learn Torah in Shul, that's the place where Hashem is. Hashem is there, so it's Kedai to learn Torah in the base of Knesset or in the base of Medrash. Tanya, Rav Lezva Kaparoymer, Asidin Bote Kinesio Sabote Midrasha Shemabovol Sheyikvol Beretz Yisrael. In Mitzvah Hashem, when Mashiach comes, he'll uproot all our Bote Kinesio here and Bote Midrashas, even here in America, Mestama, and he'll take it over to Eretz Yisrael. As all the Bote Midrashas will end up in Eretz Yisrael. Shenem and the Pasuk says, Ki ketover b'horim, like Tover was a big mountain, or Karmel b'yam, and like Karmel was in the yam, Yovel there will come. So now, Tovor and Karma were two big mountains. And Mashmah the Medrash says that when it came by Har Sinai, by Kabbalah Satorah, they came to Har Sinai. And because of that, the Pasuk says, Yovoi, Yelim et Hashem, be brought to Eretz Yisrael. So it's a Kal V'Choyma. V'Aloi Dvorim Kal V'Choyma. Oma Tovor v'Karma, these two mountains. Shalai Boel l'Fishor. Lil my Torah, the only came to Har Sinai. Just Bishas Hashem gave the Torah in Har Sinai, Nikboy in Eretz Yisrael, they're eventually going to be put down in Eretz Yisrael. Is Boti Knesias, the Boti Midrashis, Shekorin or Mabitzin Ben Torah, our Boti Midrashin, Boti Knesias, that people, I can say, they're learning a lot of Torah there, is Alachas Kama Bakama, that Avada Hashem and Mitzashem, when Mashiach comes, will be Oikir, our Boti Knesias, to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. And this is the way the Mashur explains over the famous Gemara in Brochus, that the Gemara says Rabbi Yechanan was always astonished when he saw a Saba in Bavel. He said Rabbi Yechanan once saw an old man in Bavel. So he's astonished. He says, Tumua. The Pasuk says, Laman Yibu Yemechim Yemevenechim Al Adama. The Pasuk says, who's going to have an Arichas Yomim? Someone that lives Al Adama in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yechanan saw an older person in Bavel. He wondered, how could he be old in Bavel? So they answered back, they said, he used to get up early in the morning to go to shul, and he used to leave shul late at night. That's what they answered him back. So Mepharshim all asked, but what's the teretz? Kafarat, the Pasuk says, he can have an Arichas Yomim in Eretz Yisrael al Adama, not in Chutz Loretz. So why do I care if this person used to get up and go to, and stay late in shul, but still he was in Bavel? So how come he lived long? So Mashur says, Machmasawa Gemara. So here the Gemara says, Reb Lezer Kappa says that the Boti Knesias of Bavel will be uprooted and go into Eretz Yisrael. The pshat is that right now we have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the Boti Knesias. So therefore you have a person living in America, but he's in shul a lot, it's like he's living in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Pasuk L'man Yirbu Yemechem could apply, and this person, because he was in shul a lot. By being in shul a lot, it's main, you're being like in Eretz Yisrael. Because right now our shuls also have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael of this Gemara. Since it's Asid and Lesaker, it will be taken into Eretz Yisrael by Moshe Mashiach. Right now also it has a certain amount of Kedusha. Dorash Bakapora. My decision, what does the Pasuk say? Loma Turatzdu and Horim. Like, what are you feeling bad? Why are you, Horim, are feeling so bad? Gavnunim. So what are you feeling so bad about? Yotze Baskov Yarmulhem. Loma Tirtzu. Din. Im Sinai Kulchem Bali Mumumatem. Like all other mountains, what are you feeling bad? Keneged Sinai, Keneged HaSinai, you're all Bali Mumum. Now there's the other mountains all felt bad, how come the Torah wasn't giving on us? So like Hashem is saying back to them, what are you all feeling bad for? You're all called Bali Mumum Keneged Sinai, Eitzel Sinai. Ksiv Hocho Gavnunim, Ksiv Hosim, Oy Gavon Oy Dak. That means you all have a Bali Mumum. What's the Mumum? Omer Ravashi Shmamina. Haiman Diyoye Bal Mumu. Whoever has Gaiva act like a big shot is a Bal Mum. So all the other Horim, since they were so big after Gaiva, they wanted the Torah to be by them, they had a shame Bal Mum. Only Har Sinai, the smallest mountain, that's the one Hashem picked to give the Torah. Vayte, noise and noise kapandri. You can't make a shul a shortcut. You can't go through the shul just for a shortcut. My kapandri, what does that mean? Amarova kapandri kishmo, like its name. My kishmo, what does it mean, like its name? Kamandi yoma adamakifa adre. Instead of going around the corner, I'll go through shul. Like here, you're in the alleyway, you want to go to Beverly. Instead of walking around the corner, let me go straight through the shul. So that's your purpose, is also to make a shortcut out of the shul. Yeah. Instead of going around the corner, let me go through here. Omarabavua. But imhoyer shvil mikara, if it used to be a path at the beginning, mutter, then through the path, over the path, they build a shul, then you're still allowed to go through. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, ha nichnas amanash lelasos kapandria, mutter lasos kapandria. Let's look here, you come into shul amanash to daven, you come in through the alleyway. Now once you're inside already, you're allowed to go out this door to Beverly. Like once you're in the shul already, you're allowed to make a shortcut go the other way. You don't badafka have to go all the way around. It's only not covered just to go straight through the shul. But if you come in for a purpose, once you're there already, you can go out the shortest way. The Yom Rebichel, the Yom Rebhuna. Ha-nichnas the basic nesas l'spalum. If you go into shul to Davin, right to mutlas osuk apandria. When you go out, you can make a shortcut, go out the short way. Because you didn't go in for that purpose. So Melon is no bizoyin for the basic nesas. Shinem and Apostle says, Uvavoy im oret. Uvavoy am oret sofnei Hashem. But my yadim, when they came to the regal, ha-bor derech shah tzofen, l'shtachvois, yetzer derech shah negev. It says the people used to come in on the Tzofa north side, used to go out on the south side. So you see, they didn't go out the same Shabbat came. In other words, they made a shortcut through the Beis Hamikdash. They went into the Beis Hamikdash of the Shtachavoyis to bring Kabonis to Be'el Regal. But once they're inside, they were allowed to go out the shortcut the other way. If after the shul was Chorach, then reeds, Asavim grow up, you shouldn't pluck them out, let them stay there, that people should feel bad. Look what we're missing. For the more of our time, we learned, Ein Tolish, O Michael. Just you're not allowed to pluck it out, give it to the animals to eat. But you're allowed to pluck out the grass and leave it there. Not that our Mishnah says, means the same way. That our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to pluck out the grass, that's only if you have in mind to give it to the animals. That's a big bizoyin. But if you just have in mind to pick him up and drop it there, leave it there, that's muta. Tanam Rabbonin. Beis HaKvaris also has a law, noyga ben kalas rosh. You can't be noyga kalas rosh by basic HaKvaris. Christ is the mason are there. You can't be noyga rosh. You can't stand be noyga kalas rosh in front of the mason. Ein marim behen behema. You can't let your animals pasture there in the basic HaKvaris. V'yei malichin ben amasamayim. You can't let a stream of water go through it. V'yei malachtin ben asavim. You're not allowed to pick up, pluck up grass there. If you did pick up the grass there, you should burn it in the place. If you picked out the grass from the basic forest, you should burn it there. Why? Mishum giving respect back to the mason. What do you mean to give cover to mason? In which case? You want to say it's the last case. My covered mason. What kind of covered mason is that? What happened here? You're in the basic forest and you picked out the grass. Now that you did already, it's covered to burn it. There's no cover to mace to burn it there. It means the first part. That tabachlav, when you go through the basic forest, you shouldn't pick out the grass, or you shouldn't let the yamasamayim, all these things, is all mishum covered mason. But that if you plucked it out, you should burn it, that's not mishum covered mason. Watch as it goes back on the ratio, mishum kvoidim min shal mason, ain noigibim kalas rosh koin. You shouldn't be noig stam, stam having pleasure there, kalas rush. You have to be noig with kvedis to have yira from the mukam. But the last thing to burn it, that's not this reason. His why you're supposed to burn it, that doesn't say. The stam means was also b'hano. Lachr is a basic forest, is also b'hano. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. Smell of you plucked out the grass is also b'hano. The stam, that's why you're supposed to burn it. But not mishum kavod ha'meis. There's no kavod ha'meis in burning it there. Vaitam. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar came out on Shabbos, the locher is Kurim B'Pasha Shkolim. On this Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, you read Pasha Shkolim. Mashen Kein Chal Lias B'Techa Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar comes down in the middle of the week. Magdimim L'Shover. Then you read Pasha Shkolim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. We'll soon see in the Gemara why. Umasikin L'Shabbos Acheres. Then the next Shabbos, the first Shabbos of Adar, you leave blank. No special after maftir. Bishniyah, then the second Shabbos in Adar, is Zohar, is Pasha Zohar. Bishlishah, that's after Purim already, Paraduma. Bereviyah, HaKadosh Azeh Lechem. Then the week right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's what the Shabbos before, you say HaKadosh Azeh Lechem, as Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Bechamishis, after Chodesh Nisan, is Bechamishis, Chosun Kesidron. Then you read the regular mafter, the regular aftera, there are no more special pashis. L'chol ma'asikin, b'roshe chadoshim. Anytime Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, you read a special aftera, you don't read the regular aftera, the regular mafter, you're mafsik. Rosh l'chol ma'asikin means v'likrois binyan ayoyim, the current binyan mayit. Instead of reading the regular mafter, the regular aftera, when it comes Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you read special, l'kovet Rosh Chodesh. Who are then the Chanukah of a Purim, who read special of covered Chanukah, covered Purim, the tiniest of a Mamodos of Yom Kippurim. When these things come out on Shabbos, you read special in Yonim. Rashi says, the current by my separations, Kutonel Kamav Masnitsin. By the Mamodos, we read my separations. But on these in Yonim, we read different parshas than we normally would read on Shabbos. Tanan Osim. We learned before, we had it in Mishnah Shkolim, we had this, that the Echod B'Yadar, the first day of Chodesh Adar, Mashmiyim Al Shkolim. That means Bezdin goes around, Rashi says, Bachrozes Bezdin. Bezdin gives out the announcement to tell people, start to get ready to give the Machsa Shekel. There's a mitzvah to give the Machsa Shekel, like we'll soon see, the money should be in the Beis HaMikdash before Chodesh Nisan.